Jason, what kind of times are we in at the moment? You're saying that these are quite extraordinary numbers that we've experienced already on the ports on the west coast of the United States, and things are about to get much more interesting as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you figure about half of the imports through Los Angeles and the joint port of Long Beach come from China, you start to see these numbers, 35% declines. These are the steepest drops we've seen since essentially the worst of the COVID lockdowns. And the other West Coast ports are expecting similar drops over the coming few weeks. And then that'll cascade to the east and Gulf Coast of the United States because it takes a little bit longer for the container ships to get there.
What do we know about the kind of inventories that a lot of US businesses are holding at the moment with some of the stockpiling that's been going on?
Yeah, so we've seen record imports of what are called consumer goods here in the U.S. as the Bureau of Economic Analysis identifies them. So that'll give companies a month or two of inventory for some of these products. But certainly by June and July, Americans can expect there's going to be less selection of toys and furniture and, you know, household plastic items that you need for your bathroom and kitchenware and things of this sort.
What does it mean for the industries that are involved in the supply chain, Jason? I'm thinking of, you know, the ports themselves, but also things like the trucking industry in the United States.
Yeah, it's certainly not a booster. So we'll very likely see some of the longshore workers get laid off at the ports if this is going to be a sustained decrease in volume. Because even though importers are rushing goods in from Malaysia and Indonesia and Vietnam right now because the reciprocal tariff rates are only at 10%, those countries can't make up for the lost volumes from China. And so the U.S. trucking industry has actually been in a recession for almost 3 years now. And so we had actually previous to this been expecting that to end this year, but it looks like that is not going to be happening anytime soon.
What's all this going to be like for U.S. consumers? Because, you know, even going to supermarkets and other big stores in the United States, part of the whole retail model is having a huge amount of choice when it comes to products. What's that going to look like for consumers if not everything they want is maybe going to be there in a couple of months' time?
Yeah, I think it will hit home for a lot of folks, certainly in the categories for which, you know, we as well as folks around the world rely so extensively on China as a source for these items. So the sort of really emotional products I expect that will affect people are going to be toys for their children. If this persists for a few more months, we're going to be looking at far fewer Christmas items available come the fall. And especially baby strollers, car seats, and things of that sort, where the U.S. relies extensively on China and there's no option to quickly shift production elsewhere. Mm.
There is a long-standing tariff exemption on packages entering the United States valued less than $800. That's also set to end. How's that going to affect customers? Because people are so used to just getting online, clicking to buy something and not really concentrating on where it's coming from.
So that is going to be a very pleasant surprise for a lot of Americans who rely on especially Shein and Temu for fulfillment of some of those very low dollar value items. We've already seen those companies substantially raise prices here in the United States as well as attach large surcharges. It will also be a very net negative for the air freight providers that move this stuff from the from China to the U.S. because the estimates right now are every day prior to this, there was somewhere between 50 and 60 to 80, even up to 80 aircraft loaded just with these packages flying to the United States.
Every day?
Every day, yes. Mm.
Mm. So this sounds like it's going to be quite an extensive rewiring for a while, not only for businesses, but for the supply chain industry itself.
No, it certainly will be. And for many of these goods, China accounts for over 90% of U.S. imports. And so we are looking at years, plural, before you could substantially relocate production elsewhere in the world. And that is a very unattractive option, given the fact that these tariffs could literally change tomorrow if the president wakes up and has a different change of heart.
going to be interesting time dealing with your students as well, Jason. Some of this is beyond the textbooks, what we might be about to experience. So thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.